Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning to all of you, and welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral, in a special way to all of you who are visiting, and a special welcome to the members of the Feria de las Flores. Did I get that right? Well, welcome to all of you young ladies, and we pray for you as you enter a week of activities, that the gift of the Holy Spirit will guide you in all you do. So we pray for them this morning, and we keep them in our prayers throughout this week. We also want to welcome those of you who are joining us via television, radio, and internet. As always, here at the Cathedral Family, we keep you in our prayers, praying that every day is filled with the love, peace, and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ for you and all those that are dear to you. My dear family, we are blessed again to have Father Jose be our celebrant this morning. So I turn it over to him now to lead us in the sacrifice of the Mass. Welcome once again.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, to prepare ourselves to celebrate this sacred mystery, we call to mind our sin. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre as he sat at the entrance to his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them, and bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves, and afterwards you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender choice steer, and gave it to a servant who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the three men. And he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" He replied, "There in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time the next year, and Sarah will then have a son." The word of the Lord.
Fear the Lord. He who does A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship given to me, to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do everything? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
I remember one day, after I have shared some thoughts over this gospel, it's a very short gospel, and a woman after Mass, got angry at me. She said, "Father, why did you speak that way about Martha?" You know, when we read the scriptures, I've always said this, in the gospels, you have to find yourself in the gospel.
so that the gospel will come alive.
There's three characters: Jesus, Martha, Mary. Well, I don't think I could ever be Jesus. No way. Martha and Mary? Maybe. Yes. Here was Jesus visiting his friends. Have you ever had a friend come to visit you? And the answer is yes. Jesus comes to visit Mary and Martha, two close friends of him. They're mentioned in the gospel. Martha welcomes Jesus, and as soon as she welcomes him, she forgets about him. And she starts very busy preparing the meal, setting everything up, sweeping the floor, and forgetting about the friend that came to visit her. And Mary, on the other hand, it was all about Jesus. Only him. It's only about him. And as we get older, as I'm getting older, I realize this. It's all about Jesus. And Mary knew this. And she sat at the feet of Jesus and listened intently at every word. Every word of wisdom. Every word of love. Every word of common sense that came from the mouth of Jesus, God, our Savior. And then, here's Mary, Martha again. She gets angry at the Lord. Jesus, aren't you going to do anything about this? Tell her to help me. She even orders him. Sometimes we get angry and we order our God. Why? ¿Por qué? And Jesus tells Martha, 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 I came to visit you. You could have just brought a piece of bread and a glass of wine. That would be enough. But you're so anxious and so busy. Mary has chosen, and here's the word, chosen. She chose. We choose. It's you. It's I. We choose. We have the freedom to choose. She chose to sit at his feet. And Jesus said, that will not be taken away from her. My friends, that's why we're here. That's why we come to the Holy Mass, to listen. Only him. It's not my Jeep, my Wrangler Jeep. I will not take that with me. It's not my paintings. It's not my degree. It's not the money I have in the bank. Jewelry, clothing, no. It will be air. It will be nothing. Nada. It's only about Jesus. It's Jesus. And Mary has chosen that. And nothing will take that away from her, says the Lord. In a few moments, something spectacular is going to happen on their altar. Jesus will be present. And then you will come to receive him. you will choose to get up to receive him. Then you will consume him. At that moment, I've always said this, these are beautiful moments that happen. Just think about it. Jesus in our hands, Jesus in our body. And then we listen to him. Even though sometimes our minds want to run away. Mass is going to be over soon. And we want to run away and think about what's going to happen. But no, listen. He speaks to us. Only this I want, is to serve him. We sing that song. Mary chose to sit and kneel and listen to God. What about you? What about us?
I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death, was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we listen to the Lord, we trust that the Lord listens to us. Therefore, let us give voice to our needs and the needs of those around the world.
For the church, that we may be attentive to God's voice in whatever form it may be heard, let us pray to the Lord. For an increase in hospitality in our homes and our hearts, for those who come to us as guests, especially those who have little to offer in return, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who suffer during the extreme heat of summer, especially the poor and elderly, that they may find refuge from the heat. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of us here today, that by participating in the Eucharist, we may bring the Lord's presence to our families, friends, and neighbors, especially those unable to join us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesucita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Dr. George Flood, and Kathy Patterson, and for the intentions of all the members of the Moreno Trevino family reunion, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
We know that we can always count on you to provide us in our needs. May we imitate your generosity in the way that we treat our brothers and sisters. May we see you with their faces as they receive the love we offer through Christ our Lord.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, the sacrifices of your faithful servants, and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered in honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you may love in us what you loved in your Son Jesus, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with angels and saints, we too give you thanks and exaltation as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and enter willing to his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of it, and eat it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of it, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us, as one family, remember the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Take our rivers, take our flowers.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy, but only say the word.
To me and never.
like at this time for those representing La Feria de las Flores to please stand. We ask your blessings upon these young Latinas in their leadership roles, very especially as they come to an end of the program. We ask your presence to be with us. I bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good luck in your dance. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, O Lord, and lead those.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Alisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.